Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Billy Moran. Batting second. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting third. The third baseman, Vic Power. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Woods-Hick. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Hal Woods-Hick. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wertz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held throws the ball into Moran, who tags Gurnett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jensen moves to third. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito, who is chasing the ball. Pearsall reaches third base with a triple. Jensen scores. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Nixon for a passed ball. Pearsall scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-1 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Woodshick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodshick strikes out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-1 in the game. Moran hits a fly ball towards right. Jensen settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jensen. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Power strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Woods hit covering, for the out. Runnels moves to second. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held, who is chasing the ball. Malzone reaches third base with a triple. Runnels scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall throws the ball into Runnels, who tags Colavito trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive towards third. Power catches it and throws to first to double up Pearsall. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods Hickfields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brewer moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Hal Woods Hick. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 2 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Geiger for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran misplays the ball. That's an error on Moran. Williams moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Malzone moves to third. Jensen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White is walked intentionally. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brewer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Power reaches second base with a double. Minoso moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Minoso scores. One out. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Button hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Button reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Button scores. Williams moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila pinch hits for Reynarlski. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunter moves to second. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 3 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and has Hunter trapped. There's the throw to Runnels and over to Malzone, who tags Hunter for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Moran moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Ferreri's now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brewer bunts towards the mound. Ferreri's fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. White moves to third. Button moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby pinch hits for Woody Held. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby now playing center field. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jensen strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brewer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. White moves to second. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Button strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. White moves to third. Brewer moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-4 in the game. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moran moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moran moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Murray Wall now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Power for the out. Moran scores. Minoso moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Billy Harrell pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.